Blog Talk
Radio. Evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody, and everyone in every place, any area on the globe. It's the Talk Block Radio, what we call the Midnight Cry, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, awaken. Coming from your way of Chicago, right, Brother Lee, part of the Church of Christ with the Elijah message of the warning of Zion, the day of the Lord's soon coming. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Holy One of Israel, the soon coming King. And also, we must share with you the voice of the promise of being fulfilled, that Jesus said, Elijah, that prophet shall come first and restore all things. So we're living in the day of that fulfillment of that scripture. This generation, the voice of Malachi 4 and 5, I was sent to Elijah, that prophet before the great and notable day of the Lord. He shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and children to the fatherless. I smite the earth with a curse. We're living in that 12th hour. So this is Brother Lee from Talk Rock Radio announcing as we celebrate on this seventh day, on the ninth month and the fifth day, we celebrate the atonement of Christ, Yom Kippur. We celebrate redemption paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to understand the great importance about the redemption by Christ coming to the earth. We need to understand in depth and width and to comprehend the greatest event. One, when I consider the number one and two, the one and two greatest event that has happened to the planet Earth. First is being the Lamb of God, Christ laying down his life for the sins of the world. And the second being the greatest event. On the third day, he arose from the dead. He conquered death, hell, and the grave, and ascended on high, having loosed the captives who were waiting for him. He loosed them and rose again from the dead. These are the two greatest miracles, supernatural events to occur in the planet Earth. Redemption by the Lamb of God. And we're going to talk about the greatest thing that took place on the planet Earth when Jesus, the one called Yeshua HaMashiach, the Holy One, the promised seed of Abraham, came in human form, became flesh, became human, to be the perfect Lamb of God, to lay down his life. I just want to say this. Welcome to you, acknowledge the Holy Spirit, that we may share with you these important points, and as the whole world is in confusion and division, in despair, in sorrow and grief, looking for the answer, looking for the person, looking for the individual to solve the great confusion upon the earth, along with sorrow and grief and hopelessness. We sense and see the downfall of all nations coming as the scripture has proclaimed, and the coming forth of the kingdom of Jesus Christ to rule and fill the earth and have dominion, as Daniel chapter 7 say, and Daniel chapter 2. The time is at hand. We sound the alarm in Zion. We blow the trumpet. The coming of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, is coming again. Revelation 19. He shall come again to put down all the works of sin and to bind the devils and demons and put them in the pit for 1,000 years. And the kingdom of God and our Christ, the world The kingdom of this world shall become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ. Revelation 12. The kingdom of Christ is at hand. Repent, Jesus preached when he's first. He said, repent. Believe on me, for the kingdom of God is at hand. 1 in Matthew 3. So I'm going to talk about these two greatest events in the midst of all of this chaos and confusion, the downfall of all nations, and Satan is working of all his might to do all he can, for he has a little time before Jesus comes and bind him and put him in that pit, Revelation 12, and all of the demons are swept and bound in a pit for 1,000 years. Now, let's talk about the event that came into midst of what we call Adam's and Eve in the garden when they fell, disobeyed, rebelled against their creator and partook of the tree of knowledge of evil and good, and it was the downfall, introducing sin into the world and death and sorrow and grief. And so we're going to talk about why did Jesus come to really purchase us. And the word we're going to use today, the Redeemer. The Redeemer come to redeem. There's a scripture that says, 800 years before Jesus Christ became into the earth, born of a virgin, conceived by the Holy Spirit, Luke chapter 1, Luke chapter 1 and 2, and Matthew chapter 1, tells about his birth, his miraculous supernatural event of a virgin woman spoken by the prophets, Isaiah 7 and 14, prophesied 800 years in advance that a virgin will give birth, a woman that would be a virgin about 14 and 16 years old, was prepared and chosen to give birth to the very Son of God, conceived not by man, but conceived by the Holy Spirit, Lamb of God, the Son of God, the Son of Man. He became a man. Hallelujah. The Word of God became flesh, became a human being, came flesh and blood, took upon him the human nature without sin. Now listen, all of the earth through Adam and all of Adam's children that were born thereof was under the curse of sin, because the command was in Adam's day when he was put into God, the day you eat of the tree, you shall surely experience death, spiritual death, physical death, and eternal death shall come in the end. Who is going to redeem man? Who is going to redeem the fallen man and all of Adam's children and descendants and all of humanity? Who's going to redeem the earth and redeem mankind, deliver? And so we have the promise to the Creator, Yah, Elohim, made a promise to Adam, Genesis 3:15, I will send a redeemer and a deliverer for all of mankind. And there will be only one way and only one sacrifice and one who will come to make a deliverance and may pay a price, which is called redemption. The prophet Isaiah spake on this wise in Isaiah 53. When 800 years he spoke of this, who has believed our report? To whom the arm of Yahweh has revealed, he shall grow up as a tender plant. And it talks about his birth, and it talks about his death, about his death for the sins of mankind. The penalty, the price had to be paid. Jesus was prepared from the foundation of the world, before the world existed, A plan was made when man would fall. A plan of redemption. The Father made a plan. God so loved the world, John 3:6, that he gave his only, not any other, but only one way of redemption in one person, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Holy One of Israel, the seed of Abraham and of David, would come into the earth as a man, flesh and blood. Now, Isaiah 800 years in advance talks about 53, he would come. He came 2,000 some years ago. And in the millennium time, 4,000 years from Adam, and on the fourth day he came. Now, hence, 2,000 years now, the sixth day, he's about to come again, but not as the Lamb of God to redeem mankind, but coming as King and Lord, Church, and to rule and to reign. Listen, beloved, you have a choice to be a part of the army, the family, the body, the redeemed believers in Christ. You can be a part of the bride of Christ. You can be part of the kingdom of God, a citizen. You become an heir and joint heir with Christ. You can become a redeemed citizen now, right now, and partakers of his divine nature and grace through the Holy Spirit and through the blood that he spilled upon the earth. Funny, we're thinking today when the world is in great derision and great confusion, and nations and governments and all the entities of the earth and rulers and kings and potentates are at war and conflict and sorrow and grief and famine and terror and pollution and sin and iniquity. What is the solution? What is the answer? Who is the answer for all this great grief and sorrow that will befall us in the earth? Well, it is called in the Bible rebellion, transgression, sin, iniquity, and abomination, and rejection of the living God. So let's see. Redemption to redeem us. There is a scripture in the New Covenant and New Testament. The Apostle Paul spoke to the Galatians church in this letter explaining redemption and salvation, which is not only for the Jew, but for the Gentile and all that would believe. They can become the sons of God, the redeemed, as Romans 8 says in Galatians chapter 4. They can become the redeemed sons, redeemed from the curse of Adam, sentence of eternal death and spiritual death, and will be given a new body when Christ comes, a new body, an eternal body to dwell with him in the glorified body in the new city and reign over the earth as his government. Yes, the bride of Christ will become the government. Isaiah 9 tells about Isaiah 65, 66. Isaiah 11 all talks about the rule and reign. Revelation 20, Revelation 12. Hallelujah, about his reign and his coming to rule and reign. Now, the price purchases us from under the curse of spiritual death and eternal death. Listen, he himself, the perfectly sinless Lamb of God, came into the earth because the Father had made a plan before the foundation of the world. As you read in Revelation 5, foundation of this earth and before the creation of man, the Lord God being knowing all things from beginning to end, knowing that man will make a decision to disobey and fall. He made a plan. It's called redemption and salvation and deliverance. And it's called the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news an answer and a solution for fallen man. The gospel of Christ. The gospel of Jesus Christ. John the Baptist came prior to Jesus saying, repent for the king is at hand. The Messiah, the Redeemer, is at hand. Repent for the kingdom and the king is at hand. To be revealed. To be manifested. Glory to God. He established a people and he called them a covenant redeemed people, being born of the water and the Holy Spirit. And they were to be his representatives in the earth, his ambassadors, his sons and daughters, to subdue all things. Listen, beloved, this redemption story, of course, starts with his birth in Luke chapter 2, in Luke chapter 1, and Matthew 1. Tell about the mysterious supernatural birth of the Son of God into the earth. Behold, the Lamb of God, as he is born. Luke 2, the angels announce his birth. Angels announce about his ministry. Angels with him in the garden when he's going to Calvary. Angels there with the cross. Angels announce his resurrection. And angels are coming today to announce his second coming. Revelation 14 and 6. Revelation 18 and 1. Zechariah 2. Listen, beloved. The Lord is making an announcement with an angel to spread the gospel and calling men and women to share this gospel to the end of the earth. Hallelujah. We must talk now shortly about the most important event, redemption of mankind. See the event. And let us see the most important, valuable, and worth thing that every man and every woman decision, every important decision, the greatest decision, the most important decision that every human being must make concerning eternity, with God or without God. A place at the right hand of God, eternity with God or without God, I'll be dwelling with Satan and his fallen ones in the pit and in the gates of hell. Jesus came to redeem us unto the Father, redeem us from hell. Surely he loved us, that he took our penalty and died in our place and bare our iniquity and bare our judgment. Let's see redemption, to purchase, to buy, to obtain a liberty for. Now, the word gift means is that you don't merit or you can't buy salvation because it freely was paid for by Jesus with his life and his suffering. The Bible says, the Apostle Peter declares, 1 verse 18, the Apostle Peter, one of his 12 disciples and 12 apostles, said, as purchased, as much as I know, we have not been redeemed by things of the earth, corrupt things, earthly things. Our redemption did not come by corrupt things, such as silver and gold, or the vain conversation traditions of our fathers. But our redemption was paid for and purchased by the precious blood of Jesus Christ without spot or blemish, to mean he was sinless. His nature was sin, his acts were sin, and all of his works were sinless and righteous before God, and he broke not one law, and he was the only complete, total, perfect man without sin that ever lived. Hallelujah. He was without committing a sin. He was without a sinful nature or desire of sin in thought, word, or deed, or action. There was one man who was thought, word, action, and deed, completely perfect, without any sin in the earth. Jesus, the one called the Christ. Yes, sinless sacrifice to redeem fallen mankind. Romans chapter 5. We were all dead and cut off, but our sin nature, dead to God, dead in spirit, our spirit was completely dead for righteousness and hope. Our spirit was bound by sin, belonging to a devil, because Adam had obeyed the devil. Hallelujah. But Jesus came to set us free, paid the price to redeem us, that we may again be free to walk in eternity with God in Christ. Jesus says, as much as I know. And as Peter walked and was trained by the Jews, he went into the apostle, original 12, seemed to be the head apostle, the chief apostle. He said, much as I know or has been obtained and been taught and do know that we are not redeemed by any other thing or any other person or any overt act, but by this one thing. Not by vain traditions of the ways of our fathers to do, but we have been purchased and bought and paid for and redeemed by the precious blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ on Calvary. But that's not all, beloved. He had to rise again to defeat death and the grave. Now, no one before him or after him conquered death and the grave, nor sin. No religion can hold that prestige honor, no matter whether it's Islam or any mystic religion by any nation in the world, serving their pagan and demonic gods. And Israel is God's chosen people to reveal the one true God to the whole world. And Jesus was to be born through the Israelite people, the house of Judah. Hallelujah. But the Jewish or Israel people, Hebrew, they fell away and worshiped idolatry. They were scattered to the ends of the earth. But the promise was to Abraham, all the way to Adam, I will send a redeemer. All the prophets testified of his coming. Hallelujah. From the beginning of the world, they spoke of him. John the Baptist, the forerunner, came. I'm not the one. I'm not the Christ. I'm not that prophet. I'm not Elijah. My voice crying with him. But he that cometh after me, talking about the Messiah, he saw him coming to be baptized with John. He said, behold, the Lamb of God. John 1:29. John the Baptist announced his coming and his first coming as the Lamb of God. And we look to John, Gospel 1, verse 29. He said that Jesus come to be baptized in Jordan, not sprinkled. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin curse and sin nature that failed Adam has been passed on us. He came to redeem us, to deliver us, to purchase for us a fair price that we might be his. He belongs to the Father again, redeemed from the curse of the law. When Galatians 3:13, Paul explains to the church, to the Jewish people, and to the Gentile, redeemed from the curse of the law. The law of Moses revealed what sin was, revealed what about righteousness. The law was holy, but the law of Moses could not redeem us from the cursed fallen nature of sin. I said the law had no power. Galatians chapter 3, Galatians 4. The law of Moses could not redeem us or change us, transform us, get rid of the cursed sinful nature, the cursed Adamic nature in all men. It could not make our spirit alive to God. It could not redeem from the penalty of sin and the power of sin. It could not transform us and give us life. It can only tell us what righteousness is about. It only could tell us what sin is, that we may be guilty and all the world might come to Christ. The gospel is the way of deliverance and redemption. The law points us being guilty and deserving. But redemption and mercy and grace come when we believe the gospel, Christ died and rose again, and received the gift of free life and forgiveness to him. And the only way back is to be reconciled to the Father. As we read and study Galatians 3 and 4 and Romans chapter 3 to all the way to chapter 8, you'll understand this more clearly. Behold, the Lamb of God. Listen to the proclamation that John the Baptist says as he saw Jesus coming down to be baptized of him of water. As he come to Jordan, John the Baptist says, I saw the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove light upon him. That is the one that I've been preaching and preparing Israel for. The Holy Spirit came in the form of a dove and sit upon him. That's the one. And he declared to all of Israel who would come out to hear him, behold the Holy Lamb of God. Behold the Messiah, the promised seed. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin curse nature of mankind and all Israel that believe. Here is he. He is coming as a lamb. But his second coming, he's not coming as a lamb. He's coming as a judge, a lion, the king, the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. Peace to all the earth and all nations. He shall reign at Jerusalem and Zion. Hallelujah. Now, let's understand this a little bit more perfectly. When he said we are redeemed from the curse of the law in Galatians 3, what is the curse of the law that come upon all when the law revealed and the curse of Adam? Spiritual and physical and eternal death. Separation from the living God. Not fellowship, not the presence, not the life of God is not in you. Adam lost it immediately when his spirit was touched with sin and rebellion. Darkness filled his soul. He was separated. He has to be reconciled through the blood and the death of Christ. Therefore, the whole world must know there's no other means, no other way, Ephesians chapter 1, 2, 3, 4 says. There is no other sacrifice, Hebrews chapter 9, 10, 11, 12. There is no other redemptive blood. There is no perfect sacrifice but one, sinless sacrifice. There's only one deliverer, one that ransomed his life, Isaiah talks about 53. No one that Hebrew explains, no other sacrifice but the perfect Lamb of God. The only thing that the Father would accept. There is no other price, no other event, no other religion, no prophet that is sinless, no one that arrives but the sinless Lamb of God. Behold, the Lamb of God will come to redeem. So, beloved, clap your hands. When the angel said to the shepherds in the field when he was born in Luke 7, when the angels announced to the make this announcement, and the shepherds abiding over their sheets, and the angels make an announcement in the heaven and begin to sing, behold, it is the Lord. Unto you is born this day in the city of what? The angel said, unto you born, unto you, speaking to the shepherds, and they're biding over their sheep by night in Luke chapter 2. The angels of the Lord make this announcement, and they begin to sing. Unto you is born this day in the city of David, Messiah, Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. And from that he lived 33 and a half years and laid down his life and took it up again on the third day. But when he arose again, according to 27th chapter of Matthew's and all the prophets, all the righteous who had died before him arose with him. Matthew 27:50, verse 53. He loosed the captive. No one could go into the new city of the new Jerusalem until Jesus came, broke the bands of death, loosed the captive, took the keys of death and hell from Satan, and they arose from the dead, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joshua, and Moses, and all of those who believed the promise, all that heard their words and believed the promise that he would come and put their faith on him. Israel was told to believe the promise to make a sacrifice once a year, a lamb fought without blemish, to offer the sin sacrifice once a year to cover Israel's sins for a whole year. Could not take away their sins, but the goats and heifers could cover their sins, redeeming from the curse, spiritual death, sickness, disease, poverty, oppression, fear, worry, anxiety, grief, sorrow. The land not is cursed, the air is cursed, the water is cursed in the earth, and so it is now. And when Israel kept his law, their land was blessed, the water was blessed, their body was blessed, their family was blessed, the atmosphere was blessed, their cattle, their business was blessed. They were blessed to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all of them, that he would bless them if they hearkened to his statutes and his commandments. But they could not keep the whole law because only Christ fulfilled the whole purpose of the law. He came not to destroy the law of the prophets, but to fulfill that part which is spoken about him. Now let's see the curse. Right now, the believers in Christ, the redeemed in Christ, and Christ in them, is redeemed from all the curses that the law says. It held us captives and in bondage. This is why it said, deem the Son set free. It's free indeed. Sad to say that many religions and many deities and teachings around the world in all nations, Israel was raised up for the divine purpose to receive the law and the light and point all nations back to the one and treating God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, revealed himself to Moses that that's the only true God, Yah, Yeshua, Jehovah, Elohim. No, beloved, his name is not Allah, nor Muhammad is not his prophet, nor Confucius, nor Hindu gods, or any of those gods. None of them. There's only one that sent his only begotten Son, full of grace, mercy, and truth. Will you hearken, as you read your Bible, to hearken to Jesus Christ, who is lifted up, and bear our iniquity and our sins? What did he redeem us from? Every curse that we're walking, every bondage, every chain, oppression, every disease, every plague, coronavirus, whatever disease or plague, cancer, oppression, mental disorder, famine, cursed land, curse in your finance, curse in your body, curse in your outlook, curse your spirit dead, eternal judgment upon you, and Christ came to redeem you from it. You're cursed with grief, with sorrow, with agony, with oppression, with fear, with emotional problem, mental problem, physical problem, financial, family problem. The curse, the water, the air, the land, all under curse. We see so much plagues of sickness and disorder and dysfunction in the earth. This will not to be. Christ placed Adam perfectly and completely whole. There was no sin, no sickness, no dark evil, no oppression, no death, until Adam introduced death and sorrow through his disobedience. Now the Messiah, Yeshua, came to redeem us from every curse that has befallen mankind and the nation. Look about you now. Judgment is coming and plagued upon the earth because rebellion of mankind and the service of idol gods, pagan evil gods. Turn away from the true and living Christ. This is the way of deliverance. Jesus Christ Yeshua HaMashiach came to redeem us, to purchase and buy us back from every curse. Let's see what Christ suffered for us. Let's see. He redeemed us to become sons again, adopted, redeemed sons. Israel, as a people, thought they were the only people that would be the redeemed. They found out that natural Israel, the natural sons of Abraham and Isaac, who rebelled, transgressed, and broke the laws of Jehovah and Yah, they thought they were the only chosen people, the natural sons of God, the Jewish, the Israel people, rejected Jesus and the prophets. They rejected Jesus Christ and the prophets. Matthew 23, Isaiah, John chapter 1. They rejected the Messiah when he came, as the prophet spoke. They came, Israel killed almost all of its prophets sent to them. The Jews rejected the Son of God who would come, and they would also kill him. Hallelujah. But that would not be the end. So the Lord turned to another people. He turned to the non-Jewish people, Israel, who were not Israelite by blood or by covenant, pagans. They were called non-Israel Gentiles people. He turned to them with the gospel and made them sons in God through the preaching of the gospel and the hope of redemption through the blood of Christ and his resurrection. He now cast off Israel for a while, Romans chapter 11, Romans chapter 9. But they're coming back in the latter days. Israel, the natural Jews and Israelites, are coming back to know who their Messiah is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Many people who are Jewish by blood and by covenant and by faith are now accepting Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, as their only Redeemer and Savior and Messiah and King. Not many, few are coming. Their eyes are being opened, a few. Even Arabs and all nations and Ishmael are coming to know that Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is the only Redeemer and the only Savior. And the whole world must know, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin curse of Adam that befall all the human race. Now, redeeming from the curse, do you not know that he redeemed us? And Jesus Christ came, said, I've come to redeem you from all the curses of the law. If you're poor and you're begging, he says, Christ came to redeem you from a financial woe. You don't have to be a beggar anymore. You are made a son, a royal son, a royal son. When you come to the royal king, you come to the royalty through the blood of Christ. You are sons and daughters by faith. Through faith, you become the sons and daughters and repentance. And through the Holy Spirit, taking residue in your life, being born again of the water and the Holy Spirit and filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. He came to give you life and life abundantly, John 10. When Satan tricked Adam, or rather Eve, and seduced her, she introduced to her husband, and he partook. People will introduce you to sin and to wickedness. You don't have to partake like Adam did. You have to eat of the lie of deception that Adam partook of, which is spiritual death and sometimes physical death, a slow, quick, or physical death unto a spiritual death. Listen, beloved. Redeemed from the curse of the law, you shall surely die. Adam was sentenced to a death, eternity, physically and spiritually. You shall surely die. The death was threefold. But Jesus, the Messiah, came to redeem us from the threefold death of sorrow and grief that we may be walking the streets of glory in heavenly Jerusalem and reigning over the earth with Christ. Jesus said in John 10, I come to give you life, not just eternal life into heaven after you die, but I come to give you abundantly full life right here where you live, to redeem you and see the world, see these redeemed people, walking among them, being the light of life and the light of the world. My sons and daughters, they are separate from the world of sin and death, and the world will see them, behold them, the new creation in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, they become a new creation in Christ by the birth of the Lamb of God. Colossians 2 says, I think it's what, Colossians 2 and 9, I think. Blotting out the handwritings of the law of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, Jesus took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross, to the tree. Colossians 2:15. And when Jesus was nailed to the cross, every suffering that he partook of, every suffering of his death fought and paid for something that we lost in the fall of Adam. This is why the devil wants us to know that the whole truth, what we were totally redeemed from, completely redeemed from. Hallelujah. He does not want to partake us of the full grace of God today, which is called dominion and reigning in life by Christ, to rule and reign not only over the sin and the power of Satan, but reign and delivered from every curse that befell mankind. Wow. When Jesus was nailed to the tree, those nails in his hand bought something for us. He nailed everything, every violation, every sin curse that was born our lives, was nailed to the tree. Every ordinance that had been broken was nailed to the tree and taken away in his act of love when he suffered in our place. Nailed to the tree, Colossians 2:15, and defeated the enemy, having spoiled principalities and powers. He made an open show of them, triumphant over them. When Christ was on the cross, he bare our iniquity. He bare our sins. He bare our agonies, our grief. He was cut off. He tasted of death for every man. This is the part that people don't understand. Jesus didn't just die a natural death. He tasted of spiritual death. When sin was placed on him, when our iniquity was laid on him, he tasted that spiritual death that we were going to taste. That cup, he said, deliver me from that hour, that cup I got to drink. He will be, the moment our sins were laid on Jesus, his spirit was separated from the Father. Sin, iniquity, separates you from God. So our iniquity and our sins, the moment the sins of the world was on Jesus, as I said, he bruised for our iniquity, wounded for our transgression. He was cut off. He was cut off from the presence of the Father and disconnected that moment. And he said, Father, thou hast forsaken me, because his soul had been touched with darkness and sin for us. This is what he was agonized. He did not want to experience the separation from the Father. The moment our iniquity was laid on him, the moment our sins was laid on him, he was cut off. His spirit cried out, Father, 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 thou hast forsaken me. Because he had never been separate from the Father. He had never touched darkness or sin, nor the grief of sorrow or sin being cut off, but it was laid on him. That's the kind of love the Father. He bare our iniquity. He bare our sin. He tasted of death. He was cut off out of the land of the living for our sake. He bare it. And he bare all the things that the law says we were cursed with. And he took power and authority over the principalities and powers, the demons who now had all sinners in his grip. because we all belong to the kingdom of sin and darkness, and principalities and powers over our lives. But he, he thoroughly defeated Satan, sin, and death. I said, and the grave. Do you get this? He thoroughly conquered Satan, sin, death, and the grave. And he conquered these power of darkness and set us free the moment you come to Jesus as Christ as Lord and Savior. Principalities and power in the sin nature has to let you go. Play his victory completely in the face when he went down to the heart of the earth. Ephesians 4 said he first descended. He went down to the heart of the earth where all those souls of the prophets and believers who believed the covenant was waiting for him. And Job said, I know my Redeemer liveth. In the last day, he's going to stand upon the earth. And so all the prophets, those that believed on him, when he went into the heart of the earth, he loosed them. They were in waiting. They couldn't go into heaven or into paradise. Hallelujah. They were in a place waiting, looking for him to come to loose them. He took the keys of death and hell from Satan. He conquered the power of the grave, and he loosed the captives and said, let us get out of here, boys. Let's go up. And they're rejoicing. Psalm 24, the King of Glory came in. The King of Glory come in. And when the King of Glory came down, that light and glory, death, hell, and the grave fell back. Satan and his power stood back. The King, the Redeemer, had come to loose the captive. Therefore, death had no power over him anymore. He conquered death and hell and the grave and Satan. And he's still the conqueror. I said he's still the conqueror. Listen, he's greater than the coronavirus, than death, orders, than oppression, every witchcraft, sorcery, divination in the earth, every pagan god, the god of Pharaoh, the god of the Canaanites, the god of all the pagan gods in the earth. He's greater and mightier than all these pagan idol gods and dead gods and demon deities. Jesus Christ is Lord. I said, Jesus Christ is Lord. This is why in Revelation, when he appeared to John the Beloved on the Isle of Patmos, he says, I'm he that was dead and alive forevermore. I'm the first and the last. Great. Why? I am the resurrection and the life. I am the bread of life. I'm the living water. Glory, glory. I'm the promised one. I'm the Christ, the Messiah, the King, the giver of life. I am the bread of life. I come that you may have eternal life and have it abundantly now. Listen, beloved. He blotted out the handwritten on everything that was against us that was in Deuteronomy 26 and 27. He took away from us the curse of being rejected and separate from the living God, being dead in our sins, Ephesians 2, being dead. Therefore, religion can never help you. No religious, no association, no political power source can redeem you from this curse. Satan has a right to your life, to your soul, and demons have influence over your life until you're redeemed. Glory to God. You're set free. Listen, beloved. We are now under a siege by aliens, demons, which you can call them from outer space. I call them from inner space. That the demonic powers are walking up and down in the earth seeking who they may destroy and devour. Where are you coming to, Satan, to Job and to Peter? Coming up and down, walking up and down the earth seeking who I may deceive, destroy, manipulate, and who I can use. Who I can lie, because Satan is a deceiver and accuser, and he's a destroyer, and he's all that. He introduced death, and there is no good. And Jesus said he's the father of lies and deception. Now we come to a close of this day, Christ, Mashiach, the Holy One of Israel, Yeshua HaMashiach. We call him in the English language. Remember, when Jesus came, there was no English language. Neither was a J in the alphabet of the Hebrew alphabet. There is no J at that time in the alphabet. Therefore, he's called Yah, or Yeshua Mashiach, the Holy One of God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, in our language, our English, European, Anglo-Saxon language, the King's language, English, he's called, translated, Jesus, Yeshua Mashiach, the Holy One of God. That name is so powerful and great that the demons and devils, evil, know him. If you look in the New Testament, every time he would backlay cast out a demon, the demons would cry out, I know who you are. I know thou art the Son of God, the Holy One. Have you come to destroy us before time? And the demons would say, we know that you are the Son of God of the Most High. And he said, shut up and be quiet. I don't want myself to be known before time. So shut your mouth. And the demons said, come out of them and go. And the demons know, but the whole world, not practically now, and don't know who he is. But the demons know. The evil spirits know him. Isn't that strange? But the same spirit that redeemed and deceived mankind and called them to reject the Messiah. And America has turned her back on God. She's about to be destroyed. America, the once great nation, the top nation in the world, that the Lord established this nation for his own self like he did Jerusalem. He established this nation, which is called Zion, the dream people of Israel, not just the natural seed, but the redeemed sons of God, Galatians chapter 3. Those that come and born again, they are adopted sons. They are the redeemed seed of Abraham, the spiritual son. God loves the natural seed, but he loves his redeemed seed just as much, for they are his redeemed children. Hallelujah. He's going to gather Israel back to the land, and they're already in 1948 back in the land, his natural seed, and many of them are going to come to the Messiah, but his redeemed children are the church of the living God. They are precious because they only have authority and dominion in the earth. The natural Jews do not have power and authority in the earth because they are unredeemed. They are unredeemed from their sins. Even though the covenant, that I will remember Israel and bring them back, they are still unredeemed yet. So the redeemed in the Lord. This is why when the redeemed people know what they are redeemed, when the redeemed people find out the redeemed, born again, Holy Ghost-filled, redeemed sons of God realize the authority, the place they have been given, they can stop. Give you an example. The Holy Ghost revival in 1906 in L.A., go back and see what it performed during 3 years when the Holy Spirit was moved. Great list, study the Azusa Street Bible of L.A., California, 1906, the Whales Revival, 1906, Evan Roberts, and the Cane Ridge Street Revival. That's what it's going to take to defeat the enemy in the earth. Well, I love you, saints. You can make a decision for Jesus wherever you are. You can say, here I am, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I now know that you are the Redeemer and the Savior. I choose to make a decision to align my life with you. Come, save me, redeem me, wash my sins, transform my life. I yield my life to you. I believe you died and rose again, and your blood atoned for my sin and paid the price to redeem me. I trust you as my Savior and my Redeemer. Deliver me. Transform me. Make me a new creature in Jesus Christ, for I know that you love me, for you paid the price. Now, this is Brother Lee signing off. The Church of Christ with the Elijah message with the last crying, the midnight cry. We love you with the love of God. May God bless you and lead you. In Jesus' name, amen.